Director Wes Anderson, who has been very successful with a variety of films from fantasies such as Moonrise Kingdom to animated films like Fantastic Mr. Fox, has expanded his resume and list of genre with The Grand Budapest Hotel. This is a film that will make any staycation you may have planned more fun than many other travel vacations. The Grand Budapest Hotel is the story of a story recounted in a book about the hotel and its legendary and very proper concierge, Monsieur Gustave H., and his lobby boy, Zero Mustafa. The adventures of Monsieur Gustave H. and his young lobby boy start in the 1930s at the Grand Budapest Hotel, located in a fictional Eastern European nation. Zero is an immigrant from some unknown place, and Monsieur Gustave H. quickly takes him under his wing to train him in the elegant, well-mannered fashion of the time. Soon the two find themselves caught up in the chase for a Renaissance painting and the machinations of a dysfunctional family fighting over a will for the family fortune. But alas, that would not be enough for this story. All of this takes place under the ever-encroaching shadow of war. Part of what makes this film so special is Anderson's uncanny ability to mix the main comedic adventures with the foreboding tragic aspects of the war without being too overbearing or too lighthearted with a serious subject. Now, Anderson couldn't just tell his story in a conventional way. Instead, this film takes you on a voyage in time from present day, with a fan of the book sitting down to read it, which then leads the viewer to the 1980s, where the author of the story flashes back to the 1960s, to the time when he met the owner of the hotel. The owner, in order to tell his story to the author, takes us back to the 1930s. Describing this film is not so easy as saying it is a comedy and drama. It is ever so much more than that. Anderson provides the viewer with incredibly artistic scenes, differences in the screen format for each time period, and an incredible mélange of styles from sophisticated Three Stooges to the best of film noir, with a bit of James Bond sprinkled in for good measure. As with his previous films, this film is star-studded and includes many of the same actors who have appeared in his other features. Ralph Fiennes as Monsieur Gustave H. and Tony Revolori as the young Zero Mustafa are fabulous. Ralph Fiennes may be forever known from now on for his ability to say, "darling," to just about anyone, male or female, in a way that is totally charming and utterly disarming. You'll need a long checklist for all of the other names that show up, from Owen Wilson to F. Murray Abraham to Adrian Brody to Bill Murray. All are wonderful and obviously enjoy being in Anderson's films. Another person that deserves much credit is Alexandre Desplat for another minimalistic but most fulfilling soundtrack. The music can be easily overlooked with the wackiness that is unfolding on screen, but keep an ear out for it as it really completes each scene with one more layer of beautiful artistry. The Grand Budapest Hotel is a unique trip, well worth the price of the ticket, so pack your bags and prepare for immediate departure. The Grand Budapest Hotel is a wacky, quirky, wild, and very fast 100 minutes and is rated R for language, sexual content, and violence. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.